I was born in a village. My village was surrounded with greenery, rivers. So, I was a bond seeker. So, I used to go out of my village in the green land, in gardens, among trees, among birds. So, outside my village, there was a river. In this river, there was a bridge, B-R-I-D-G. So, I used to sit over that bridge every day, almost every day, in the morning and the evening. I was alone. So I used to observe the nature, sun and trees and birds, river, agricultural field, all these things. And almost every day and night, evening, in the morning or also in the evening. So this was my contemplation period. So first thing that I discovered, I am a different creature. This was my first discovery. Different from stars, different from sun, different from river, different from bird. So this was my first discovery. Then I wanted to know why I'm different, for what? Although there are so many creatures in this world, but I am different. In every aspect, I have desires, I have capacity of thinking, and all these things. So, why I am different? This difference for me was a clue. That there is a creator who has intentionally created me as a different person. Difference means any different planning. If all things were similar, then there is a different story. But if there are billion and trillion atoms, and there is one thing quite different. So this difference compelled me to believe that I was created in a different way, for different purpose. Then I discovered that if there is difference, there is a creator, there is a planning, there is a design. Then the third I discovered that there is a creator who intentionally created me as a different person. Intentionally created me, for example, I think, but all those rivers and birds and trees, thinking capacity. I was a thinking creature. So, when there is difference, there is different planning, different design. There must be a designer, there must be a planner. From this, I discovered a clue that led me to realize that there is a creator. There is a creator. Here began my story. Then there was a breakthrough. After some years of wandering, I became a wanderer. After some years of wandering, there was a breakthrough. I was in Azamgarh, that is my city, in an open place. At that time, there was a tree which we call papita, kya kehte hain?
Papaya.
So I was standing at that place. Yani, here was papaya's stem, tree, and I was standing. So you know, papaya's tree has a very unique phenomenon. There are so many flowers in papaya, or every time they are falling down. So I was weeping, constantly weeping. On papaya's flowers were falling down like my tears, like my tears. So suddenly I spoke a very strange language. In Urdu, I said in Urdu that Khudavan tu kab aayega? Main kab tak tere aane ka intezar karu? Khudavan means God. It is biblical term. Khudavan tu kab aayega? Main kab tak tere intezar karu? Oh God! Uska tarjuma karo bhai.
He's praying to God at that time that God, when will you come?
کب تک میں تیرا انتظار کروں؟ ہاؤ لانگ آئی ول ویٹ یو؟ آئی واز ویپنگ اینڈ آئی واز ریپیٹنگ دس سینٹینس. دین آفٹر سم ٹائم دیر واز لائٹ ان مائی مائنڈ. دس لائٹ گیو می کنوکشن دیٹ ایس دیر از اے گاڈ اینڈ گاڈ از ready to respond to you. God is ready to respond to you. That light told me. So from here it started my second or third phase of journey. Then I studied several books, so many books. Any philosophy, science, psychology, religion, so many books. Then, although I was born in a Muslim family, but I was, by birth I was Muslim, but by conviction I was not. But from this night, when my mind was ignited, is lighted, then it started the process of conviction. Conviction did not come suddenly, but gradually. And through experience, I discovered that God is responding. And I'm calling him and I'm receiving his response. This was the process. Perhaps it was third or fourth phase of my journey.